We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Kalos orisate. Modest viewers, that is how welcome is said in Greek, a language spoken by about 12 million people in Greece and Cyprus. It's a joy to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotol, in Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, Channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV. Yongzhai Lei Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Tingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supremaster Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the World Health Organization helps countries address climate change. In agricultural news, organic fertilizers are improving crop yields in Uganda. In community news, an American motorcyclist who lost cash on a highway receives a pleasant surprise. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 5th, is the birthday of Philippine President Gloria Macareg Macapagal Arroyo. President Macapagal Arroyo has been a member of the Philippine government since 1987 and president since 2001. She has taken protection of the environment as a priority for her administration. Go Green Philippines, with the goals of recycling, replenishing, and revitalizing the natural ecosphere, was inaugurated in 2007. In addition, President Macapagal Arroyo has designated her own Earth-Loving Day. She said, "Every Friday is Anti-Climate Change Day. It is a day when I devote my own activities to making sure we promote the work to mitigate climate change." President Macapagal Arroyo is also an advocate of harmonious relations among people. She is a supporter of the Gusii Peace Prize, established in the Philippines as honor individuals who have made important contributions to bettering the world. In 2006, Supreme Master Ching Hai was presented the prestigious Gusii Peace Prize by President Macapagal Arroyo. "Our deepest appreciation, Your Excellency, for your devotion to the Philippine people and our planet. We wish you a most blessed birthday celebrated in the company of loved ones."
Flying News. Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Namibia. The country's ongoing floods this year have already caused devastating impact, with 13,000 people displaced, tens of thousands more affected, and 92 lives lost to the torrential currents. Food shortages resulting from lost crops, as well as exposure to waterborne diseases, are just a few of the problems being faced. Deeply concerned, on March 20, Supreme Master Ching Hai had pledged $10,000 in emergency assistance, an amount that could purchase an equivalent of $88,000 in relief items in the United States based on Namibia's cost of living. She asked that if direct aid delivery were not possible, the donation could then go through the Red Cross or a similar agency to reach those in need. Our association's relief team from South Africa was able to go immediately to the affected area. As Supreme Master Ching Hai frequently asked for updates on the relief team's activities, with Master's permission, we would like to share with our viewers the following report that was made upon their return.
March 30th, 2009, Most Merciful Master, regarding relief work in Namibia. Nearly 2 months ago, a severe flood struck the town of Oshikati in Namibia. On March the 20th, Master immediately gave a donation of $10,000 to assist the residents most in need in this town. It was the second year in a row that Master's love and deep concern reached out to help Oshikati. With Master's loving support and guidance on March the 24th, our association members from South Africa arrived there safely and went to the Flood Emergency Management Coordination Office, or FEMCO, to discuss the items the affected people needed most. We quickly purchased everything requested, enough rice, jam, sugar, maize, soap and beans for 731 families who were displaced due to the floods. We bought t-shirts, blankets and candy for the children, which quickly brought smiles to their faces. Diapers were also acquired for the babies. After hearing about Master's compassion in sending us there, the local fruit and veg store offered us their truck to deliver the items. With their enthusiastic help, along with that of a grocery store, as well as lots of helping hands from the Red Cross, the truck of nearly 5 tons of food was quickly distributed to the victims. Thank you, Master, for this opportunity to spread God's love and for your loving guidance, which allowed us to complete the relief work in a very orderly and timely manner. We love you, Master. Love from Johannesburg Center, South Africa.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to share this report with our viewers, who may wish to know of the improved circumstances of fellow humans in this case. We also thank our association's foreign group for providing us with this letter.
We are thanks to the company, the Supreme Master Ching Hai, donation for many items like jam, beans, maize meal, and other items for the people who are affected. We are appreciated for it.
We thank the Namibian government and the Flood Emergency Management Coordination Office for their swift response to aid the people. As always, Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving care has helped to ease the distress of many families, for which we are grateful. Our thanks also go to our association's relief team for their dedication and efficiency. May heaven protect our brothers and sisters in Namibia, as we pray that these kinds of events subside through our kinder treatment of the environment and its inhabitants.
storm strikes Alabama, USA. Heavy rainfall swept through the southern states of Florida and Mississippi this past week, causing localized flash flooding and traffic incidents. On Thursday night, the storm moved to the state of Alabama, with wind gusts of up to 60 miles per hour causing trees to fall and power outages across the central counties of Jefferson, Blount, St. Clair, and Shelby. The American Red Cross also went to aid displaced residents after the high-speed winds damaged around 30 trailers in the town of Lacey Springs, home to 150 people. We are grateful for the helping efforts of the American Red Cross and all rescue and repair crews for their timely and heartening assistance to the storm-afflicted. Our prayers for the soon recovery of those affected to the comfort of their daily lives, and that disasters such as these may be eased with our greater kindness toward all beings.
Somalia endures devastating floods. Officials in Somalia report that hundreds of people were forced to flee their homes after 3 days of heavy torrential rains inundated the western parts of the country. The floods have also resulted in the loss of two lives and countless houses being destroyed, with the effects being further worsened by the fact that the immense amount of water follows a long period of drought. We are saddened to hear of the losses of the noble Somali people and pray for heaven's protection in their recovery of normal day-to-day life. May our more diligent care of the environment help lessen extreme events such as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Egyptian and Pakistani journalists awarded internships in U.S. newsrooms. Journalists Shahzada Ahmed of A News International in Pakistan and Shireen El Madani of Daily News Egypt were awarded this year's Daniel Pearl Fellowships from the U.S.-based Daniel Pearl Foundation. The awards, conferred since 2003 to journalists from Muslim-majority countries, were created in loving memory of the professionalism and spirit of American journalist Daniel Pearl and are intended to give the journalists a first-hand view of the U.S. press. Mr. Ahmed will work at the Houston Chronicle, while Ms. El Madani will work at the Los Angeles Times. Judea and Ruth Pearl said, "We are excited to have these two fellows, Shahzada and Shireen, continuing Danny's lifelong work of bridging cultures through journalism. Our warm accolades, Shahzada, Ahmed and Shireen El Madani, on your honourable fellowship. May the insights gained from your experience be conveyed to readers through your many valued journalistic contributions."
Red Cross worker released in the Philippines. Miss Mary Jean Lacaba, a Philippine national working for the International Committee of the Red Cross, has been freed following her detainment since January 15. Two other workers, an Italian and Swiss national, are still awaiting their release, with the Philippine government affirming its focus on peacefully negotiating the freedom. We are elated to hear of the safe return of Miss Lacaba and wish her a swift and joyful reunion with loved ones. Our sincere appreciation, Philippine government, for your peaceful intervention in the case of Ms. Lacaba, as we pray that the other two innocent workers will soon be similarly reunited with family and friends.
Newborn chicks show innate ability to count. Italian researchers at the University of Trento report that chicks as young as 3 or 4 days old can count precisely up to 4 and make estimates on numbers higher than that. Within the 4-number limit, the newborn birds were even able to follow addition and subtraction operations when the objects were placed behind a screen. By comparison, the scientists indicated that the counting limit for human infants is only up to 3. What a fascinating discovery of the intelligence and inborn abilities of our endearing feathered friends. Blessed be all of the wonderful co-inhabitants who share with us their uniqueness and beauty throughout the planet.
Save our planet. Mekong Delta facing water crisis. Farmers in Aulax or Vietnam's premier rice-growing region are concerned that crops now in the fields may fail as salinity levels reach record highs. Currently, brackish waters are advancing 50 kilometres inland due to rising sea levels and may reach as far as 70 kilometres by the time the rainy season alleviates the situation. The problems of the encroaching sea waters are compounded by increasing demands for fresh water by agriculture and industry, which have caused river levels and underground water tables to fall further. Compared to 8 years ago, the Tanzhou River in Anyang Province is now nearly 80 centimetres lower, while in Hoyang Province, residents in areas where wells have turned salty now must try to have fresh water transported from other sources. We pray that heaven will protect the people of Aulac in this difficult time. May humanity's wiser and more compassionate regard for our planet meanwhile restore the balance of our earthly home. Concerned for the escalating global shortages of both water and food, Supreme Master Ching Hai has repeatedly encouraged the world's population to turn to the life-saving plant-based lifestyle. The following is an excerpt from an international gathering with Supreme Master Ching Hai on August 20, 2008.
Meat consumption is the one that takes away all things, water, cereals, and the vegetable protein, 90% of it. So it's taken away a lot of the world resource. Water, 70% of it. So even if we don't shower, we don't brush teeth, it amounts to nothing. Mm-hmm. When they don't stop eating meat, we're going to damage this planet. The resource will be running out. It's already running out. And also a lot of people stockpiling their food also because they worry about the climate change. But before that, the food is already short. 862 million people are hungry worldwide this year alone because of meat diet. Because all the food are fed to the animals, the resource and the land and everything. It's not like if they eat meat and everything healthy and good and happy for them and they could be enjoying forever. It's not. If they keep eating like that, they will also be gone. If the earth gone, finally, no more resource, nothing else to eat them.
Save our planet. Antarctica's Wordy ice shelf disappears. Citing climate change as the cause, the US Geological Survey and the British Antarctic Survey have reported that the Wordy ice shelf, disintegrating since the 1960s, is now gone, along with the northern portion of the Larsen ice shelf. The European Space Agency also announced that an ice bridge linking the Wilkins ice shelf to the mainland is also close to disintegrating. US Geological Society glaciologist Jane Farinio, who led the study on the Wordy and Larsen shelves, stated, "Antarctica is of special interest because it holds an estimated 91% of the Earth's glacier volume, and change anywhere in the ice sheet poses significant hazards to society." We thank the European Space Agency, the British Antarctic Survey, Dr. Farinio, the US Geological Society, and all scientists who have gone to the ends of the Earth to report on the devastating effects of climate change and help us understand its risks. We pray that humanity as a whole will take the appropriate and considerate steps to save our precious planet and all her inhabitants.
Save our planet. Norway's Sophie Prize goes to Brazilian conservationist. Current Senator and former Environment Minister Marina Silva has been honoured with the prestigious Sophie Prize for her tireless efforts to preserve the Amazon rainforest. The $100,000 environmental award was initiated by Norwegian author Justin Garda, who named it after his philosophical novel Sophie's World. In the time that Senator Silva served as Environment Minister, the country's deforestation was reduced by 60% to one of its lowest levels in decades, while at the same time preserving traditional farming societies of indigenous peoples. Our warm congratulations, Senator Marina Silva, on this well-deserved award. We wish you further inspiration in your noble endeavours to assure a verdant future for the legendary life-giving rainforest.
Save our planet. Scientists work to save rare moths. With only some 200 observed annually, the Cornish rust sandhill moth is among the world's most rare. The hardy moth only resides on a short 0.8 kilometre low bar beach in the south of England, where it endures winter storms, summer heat and crashing waves. However, scientists caution that the moth may not be able to withstand the temperature change of global warming. So researchers from the University of Exeter and environmental consultancy Spalding Associates are evaluating how to best safeguard their welfare. We join the University of Exeter and Spalding Associates scientists in concern for the fate of the Cornish rust sandhill moth. Let us join in kindness to ensure the protection of our manifold co-inhabitants who play such irreplaceable parts in our ecosphere.
Save our planet. During a climate change conference in Bonn, Germany, the United Nations requested that the Kyoto Protocol successor include farm emissions and that farmers should be trained to use methods known to alleviate global warming.
Save our planet. Russian meteorologists at the St. Petersburg Nuclear Physics Institute propose that tropical rainforests are the heart as well as the lungs of the planet, pumping winds and water around the globe and highlighting the need for coastal forests to generate moisture further inland.
Hi, this is Toppy the Grasshopper. I enjoy a delicious plant-based diet. I have a tip to share with you on lending a hand to others and the environment. If you have eyeglasses that you are no longer using, please consider giving them to a service that will redistribute them to someone who needs them. This will benefit the person and help save resources by foregoing the materials and energy required to make a new pair. Every little bit helps. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now let's see the weather in some cities around the world.
In world news, a United Nations organization assists countries in coping with the effects of climate change. The Executive Board of the World Health Organization, or WHO, agreed to a 5-year plan to work with countries in evaluating and preparing for the consequences of global warming on health. The goal of the WHO is to raise awareness, collaborate with other UN organizations, encourage scientific research, and develop health networks. Our gratitude, World Health Organization, and heaven bless your dedication to helping world citizens in these most urgent times of our history. May all governments, organizations, and individuals come together as one to save our planet while we still have time.
In agricultural news, organic farming is successful in Uganda. At the Sango-Bay Sugar Estate in Rakai District, southern Uganda, enhanced soil fertility and crop yields have been a result of the use of natural compost since less than a year ago. Marketability of their crops, which include maize, sugarcane, fruits and vegetable, has also increased. Mr. Samuel Wanzima, an agricultural officer of Sango-Bay, said, "Since the introduction of the organic fertilizers, the quality of maize we get here has improved. What great news, Sango-Bay Sugar Estate, for your healthier crops. May more farmers be given encouragement and incentives to discover the many benefits of growing organic." Up next on Noteworthy News, honest citizens return money to a motorcyclist whose $100 bills flew out of his wallet. We'll just go and soothe our spirits by the streaming river. Be right back. More righteous news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, uplifting news for a noble world. In community news, drivers return lost cash in Nebraska, USA. When motorcyclist Anthony Bird's wallet fell out of his pocket, 25 $100 bills flew all over the road, unbeknownst to him. A number of motorists stopped and began gathering up the money, while another caught up to alert him to the fact. When Mr. Burrs came back to the scene, people were able to hand him a total of $2,400, thus enabling him to meet his financial responsibilities. Kudos all the good Samaritans who helped return the lost money. God bless your admirable honesty and our very best of wishes to Mr. Anthony Burrs.
Please join us for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Outside the Clinic.
Two little boys were sitting outside a clinic. One of them was crying very, very hard. The second asked, "Why are you crying?" The first one said, "I came here for blood tests, but they cut my finger." The second one began crying very, very loud now. The first one was very surprised. Said, "Why are you crying now?" The second boy said, "I have come for my saliva test."
And now for our viewers' hotline.
In the loving spirit of Kashmir, may all dreams come true to restore peace, beauty, and love together. Harmonia from Kashmir.
Caring Harmonia, thank you for your beautiful wishes. We pray that Mother Earth recovers their state of pristine purity and all beings live together in love and friendship. This can be accomplished by world citizens adopting a vegan diet. May we see that day very soon with the light of the providence.
Do you have a hotline today? Your comments and news from your area of the world are much appreciated. Stay tuned for more constructive programs on Supreme Master Television, accessible for viewing all around the world 24 hours a day.
O Theos Nasas Evologi. That means God bless in Greek.
May our world be graced with peace and plentitude for all. Farewell for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Lao Prime Minister Buasorn Buparwon pledges increased cooperation between his country and OLAC or Vietnam for increased investment and trade.
Citing the many benefits of fruits, which similarly to vegetables contain essential vitamins and minerals, a press release from the Philippine government encourages their increased consumption for optimal health.
A US study finds that inmates of a state prison in Colorado, USA, who train wild horses for private adoption, are 50% more likely to succeed in making a new start in life.
South Korea announces plans to donate $1 million this year to North Korea for the elimination of malaria.
Actor Chad Lindsay jumps onto subway tracks in New York City, USA, to lift an unconscious man off the tracks so others could help pull him up, saving the man's life.
Scientific and medical delegates from Yemen and Saudi Arabia discuss ways to boost cooperation between the two countries' teaching hospitals.
A US district court judge has ruled that three detainees in an Afghanistan-based US prison are entitled to legal representation with standard civilian trials.
Iraqi women from Shia and Sunni Muslim communities meet and proceed together over a bridge carrying their national flag to support a unified Iraq.
Bishop Paul Verrain has opened his home and the Central Methodist Church in Johannesburg, South Africa, to thousands of Zimbabwean refugees, offering them shelter, job training, and his dedicated care.
For groups in the Niger Delta willing to disarm, Nigerian President Amuru Yaradua offers amnesty, rehabilitation, and reintegration into society.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.